Meanwhile, just down the road from us here at Vatican Radio, some 250 bishops, together with selected scripture experts and auditors, are taking part in the 12th Ordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops. The Synod, which runs until October the 26th, focuses on the theme, the Word of God in the life and mission of the Church. My friend and colleague Philippa Hitchin is our correspondent at the Synod Hall. This week she spoke, amongst others, to Reverend Dennis Dickerson, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of the American Bible Society.
The Bible Society has a long history, doesn't it? It's part of the United Global Federation of Bible Societies.
Yes, the American Bible Society was established in 1816. The United Bible Societies came into existence in the late 1940s. But yes, the American Bible Society is a constituent part of UBS, which that's what we call it. And UBS is an umbrella organization, a federation of over 140 national Bible societies, of which the American Bible Society is one. Each Bible society is autonomous, but we work very cooperatively with each other, sharing resources and sharing projects and mutually supporting each other.
It's an interdenominational organization, isn't it? So you have Catholics on your board and have had perhaps since the foundation.
The American Bible Society, yes, that is absolutely true. In fact, the American Bible Society has officially four board officers, the chairman, the vice chairman, the recording secretary, and the treasurer. The recording secretary and the treasurer are both Roman Catholics.
And the aim of the organization is simply to spread the Word of God, to spread Bibles as far and wide around the world as you possibly can.
Exactly. And that takes a lot of effort, and we're very, very happy to have the cooperation. But we need the cooperation of churches and other Christian organizations so that we can't do it alone. But we think we can do it in partnership with churches.
You were received by Pope Benedict himself here at the Synod to present him with this beautiful, huge edition of your new polyglot Bible. Tell us more about this project. And if you can, start perhaps by telling us what was the Pope's reaction. What can you tell us about the audience?
I think I can say safely that both His Holiness, Pope Benedict XVI, and I were thoroughly pleased and enthusiastic about this encounter and in sharing this polyglot Bible with the Pope. I think that it's going to be a very, very important milestone for ABS and the Catholic Church, because as I mentioned earlier, it's the Synod of Bishops is lifting up the importance of the centrality and importance of Scripture in preaching and in teaching. And we believe that the American Bible Society can be a very productive partner in helping the Catholic Church realize that objective. And so we stand ready to participate and to assist in whatever way the Pope, the Holy See, thinks appropriate and important for us.
It's a polyglot, multilingual Bible. Tell
yes.
us a bit about its origins.
Yeah. Well, we believe that the languages represented there are a mixture of the original languages in which the Bible appeared, and also the modern language of English and Spanish, which not all people speak, but a large majority of people speak. The Old Testament consists of Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek, Latin, and English and Spanish. The New Testament consists of Greek, Latin, English, and Spanish. Perhaps, as I mentioned earlier, this is a template. Perhaps at some future date, if there are other projects, we can include some other languages. But we think this is a pretty good start.
It's important to show the fact that despite the many different languages in which the Bible is read and in which the Word of God can be spread, it's not the language that matters, it's the content, it's the message.
That's right, and we believe that it has a life-changing message, and that the Word of God is beautiful and life-changing to people in whatever language it appears. But we do think it is very important that we try to reach people with the Bible in a form that they can understand and that they can receive. And so the task of Bible translation is still very, very important. And it's also very important for the American Bible Society to be involved in projects of orality, because not all societies are literate societies. Many societies still receive information and still receive communication by oral means. And we have not mastered that, but we're working very, very hard to find oral ways to communicate the scriptures.
We've been hearing from some of the Synod Fathers in the poorest countries of the world about exactly that, the problem of being able to reach people who can't read and write. What kind of projects? Can you tell us a bit more about what you're working on in this sense?
Well, we've had partnerships with organizations and still have partnerships with organizations that specialize, that are expert in oral transmission. And we're trying to find just the right projects and just the right means for us to really put our resources into so that these kinds of objectives can be reached. Now, we're not there yet, but this is something of which we're mindful and something on which we're still working.
You're also involved in distributing Bibles in some of the countries where perhaps it hasn't always been easy to get hold of the Word of God, countries like China, for example.
Yes. In fact, we participated in a large way in the founding and support of the Amity Press in China. And as I mentioned, that press has the capacity now to produce 1 million Bibles a month and 12 million a year. Now, the Chinese government does have some restrictions on the number of Bibles we can distribute each year, but we're very happy that government has been cooperative with us and supportive of us in recognizing the importance of the Bible and the access that people should have to it.
And that was Reverend Dennis Dickerson, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of the American Bible Society.